happiness in dreaming of Rosalind. Nor revel on the grass green hollow, nor joyous isle where one found Lancelot crazed and hid him for a while. The ruled when I see hath thrown a sail upon the wind. That seem to them to be burdens on their heart, land under wave where out of the moon's light and the sun's seven old sisters wind the threads of the long-lived ones, land of the tower where Angus has thrown the gates apart. Lord of wonders, where one killed an ox at dawn to find it when night falls, laid on a golden bier, therein are many queens like Branwen and Guinevere and Niamh and Liban and Fund, who could change to an otter of form, and the wood woman whose lover was changed to a blue-eyed hawk. And whether I go in my dreams by woodland or down or shore, or on the unpeopled waves with kings to pull at the oar, I hear the harp string praise them or hear the mournful talk. Because of something told under the famished horn of the hunter's moon that hung between the night and the day, to dream of women whose beauty was folded in dismay, even in an old story, is a burden.